GM, Chrysler, and Ford are wishing and hoping. Lawmakers are negotiating a $15 billion bailout for the automakers. That deal might come through as early as tomorrow. Meanwhile, Spain's auto sector has already gotten a little stocking stuffer from its government. The carmakers wound up with $1 billion to help them through the hard times. It was a small part of a nearly $50 billion rescue package. Bigger sums are going to public works and unemployment assistance. The World's Jerry Haddon in Barcelona has details.
Spain's economic rescue package is part bank bailout, part New Deal. Socialist Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero has announced some $15 billion for local governments to create public works projects, building and repairing roads, bridges, schools.
Para que se den cuenta de lo que esta cifra supone, les diré que representa...
So that you realize what this investment means, Zapatero recently told Parliament, we are essentially doubling all of Spain's local construction budgets for 2009. Construction has been one of the hardest hit sectors during this crisis. Signs of the building bust are everywhere. Half-completed buildings, vacant lots, foundations dug, then abandoned. And there's been a high human cost as well. This year alone, about 250,000 construction workers have been let go. It's become common to walk into a storefront ATM lobby and find jobless men sleeping on the floor. Some are Spanish, many are immigrants. In the southern city of Jaén, officials are close to declaring a state of emergency. Last week, when the olive harvest began, hundreds of thousands of desperate laborers descended on the city. The vast majority have not found work. Now they're occupying parks and other public spaces, sleeping wherever they can, waiting for a break, without prospects. In all, Spain now has nearly 3 million unemployed. That's a rate of about 13%, nearly twice the U.S. figure. And economists say unemployment could reach close to 20% by the end of 2009. The public works projects are designed to get people back on the company payroll, and the government has announced a plan to help independent contractors as well. Currently, when freelancers get sick or suffer a downturn in business, they must fend for themselves. Marian Crespo is an independent market researcher in Barcelona. She says, above all, during these vulnerable economic times, we freelancers are also vulnerable, because if we have 2 or 3 months without much work, we'll have no choice but to close shop. I'm talking about the end of a small business. The government has announced a bill that would offer unemployment benefits to people like Crespo during downtimes, up to $800 a month. It's not a lot, but Crespo says if it can keep people like her afloat, even temporarily, the knock-on effect will be huge. For example, she says, I'm a one-woman business, but I'm constantly contracting out lots of work to other freelancers. If I have to close my doors, it will create a chain reaction affecting a lot more people than just me. The number of officially registered freelancers is growing fast in Spain. They now make up about 30% of the workforce. That's in part because companies are finding it cheaper to use them. In some sectors, such as trucking, some companies have forced employees to quit and become independent contractors. Same work, no more benefits. And until now, no state help in times of recession. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.